This lesson is done sitting on a chair. So come to sit at the front of your chair, please, and spread between your legs. Have the soles of the feet flat on the floor. Bring your right hand to your head. So the palm will rest between the forehead and the top of your head with the fingers pointing to the left, just resting on your head. And the right elbow to the side. And gently bend your head to the right with the right elbow coming closer to the floor to the right. And then straighten back to the middle. Very gently. Do this a few times. And feel if your left shoulder is lifting a little bit while the right elbow is going down towards the floor. Feel the way you're breathing. Come back to the middle. Change your hands and bring your left hand to your head in the same place. And start bending to the left. Very gently, letting parts of your spine, or how much of your spine can bend together with your head, and back to the middle. And follow the movement of your left elbow going to the side. The nose stays looking forward. As the head is bending, the spine is bending, the ribs on the left side are bending, and then straightening back. And let go of your head. And now place your palms somewhere on your thighs, close to your knees, so you can comfortably lean on your hands. And take your head a little bit backwards. So the elbows will straighten. Have the arms straight, but without force or effort in the shoulders. And each time, push gently on your legs to take the head backwards. And then let the elbows bend. Stop pushing with the hands. Do that a few times. Each time the head is going backwards, you're pushing gently with your hands on your legs towards your heels, and the elbows are straightening. And when you stop, the head can come back to a comfortable place in front, lower, and the elbows gently bend. Let go of your legs and bring your hands, the tip of your fingers, to your forehead. So you're just touching the forehead on each side with the tip of your fingers on either side and the elbows somewhere forward in front of you, a bit to the sides. And make the movement again of gently pushing your head backwards. And as you do that, feel the movement of both elbows making an arc upwards in the direction of the ceiling and back. You can go only as much as feels easy. Notice what you do with your stomach. Are you pulling your stomach in when the head is going backwards, or is the stomach coming out? Try to let the stomach out, especially the part below your navel, below the belly button. As the head is going backwards, release the stomach so that the back muscles can work more efficiently. Now remove your left hand from your head and just let it hang down to the side and continue making the movement only with your right hand and follow the movement of the right elbow in space as the head is going to look upwards towards the ceiling and back. And now please change between your hands. Lower your right arm, put the left hand on your forehead, the tip of your fingers, and very gently just giving a direction of the head, not pushing the head backwards. Let the head go backwards and feel from the beginning if you can allow for the stomach to descend towards the floor and out while the head is moving to look up the wall towards the ceiling. Has the angle of the nose changed? Are you looking somewhere else now? And let go of this. Bring both hands to your face. So the fingers and the palms will be on the side of the cheeks, and the chin will rest inside the heel of the palms. Like when you're resting your head on your hands, when you're resting at your desk, at the table, like kids do at school. But don't lean your elbows on the table itself. And with your head cupped in your hands, in your palms, start taking the elbows again upwards in the direction of the ceiling, very gently, and back a few times. Feel here what you do with your stomach, with your back, how much of the whole back participates in this movement. If you have any pain, reduce the effort, work more gently. Let go of your head. Check again the way you're sitting, adjust the position of the feet if you need to, and bring your hands interlaced behind your head. Lower the elbows down and let the head bend down and the chest and the back fold very gently, breathing out as you do that. And make sure that you're not pushing the head down or weighing heavily on the head. Just very gently let everything fold. And then with the same softness, lift the elbows. You can open them and separate between them as the head is supported in the palms and the head will lift. The chest will open and let the stomach come out again comfortably and freely. And do that a couple of times. Each time you're folding softer. Where are your eyes looking? What do you see? Are you looking towards your belly button, between your legs? And let go of this. Bring the hands down. One more time, bring your right hand to your head. To rest on the head between the forehead and the top of your head. With the right elbow to the side, the left arm long, hanging to the side. And gently bend your head to the right, very softly, and back to the middle. How does the movement feel now? Is it easier for the elbow to go lower and back? Change between your hands and with your left hand. Bend your head very gently to the left. You'll probably notice that there are differences between the sides. Observe those differences. And softly let the elbow go towards the floor as the right shoulder is lifting. With no stretch in this, on the side of the neck. Has that improved as well? Come back to the middle. And feel the way you're sitting now. Is it easier to sit upright? And now turn to look around yourself. So the eyes will start looking to the right and behind as far as it goes easily. And feel how much of your spine is now coming with you. And back to the middle. And now turn to look to your left. and feel here. How much of the spine? From your head, down the neck, along the back, to the tailbone, the two hip joints on the seat, and the feet on the floor. Come back to the front and feel the way you're sitting now. Feel the way you're breathing. Feel your height. Do you feel taller? How's your comfort? Are you more comfortable now? To continue learning on how to improve your posture, mobility, and comfort, visit my Sense in Motion audio shop with hundreds of gentle movement lessons to bring you closer to where you want to be.